I was just speaking about this help and protection extended by the Master to his followers. Just like mother, when the child is born, she looks after the comfort of the child. She just cleanses his body, you see, which is besmeared by filth or anything. Always looks after the feeding, so that the child should be not troubled by the outside atmosphere, cold or heat. He looks at everything. He sacrifices her own comfort for the sake of the child to bring it up. Even though the child does not know what mother is doing for him, for the child. Just even when the child is in the stomach, you see, even then the mother looks at it. She should not do anything just to keep the child safe. Even just like the same master, whomsoever he takes under his care, he looks after his child. Even he does so many things, what the father even does not dream of what he is doing for him. But he does not show anything, but he looks after all around for his comfort, for his welfare, for his feeding, etc. So, to have a living master is a great blessing. He looks after his outward image, comforts also. All facilities to the best they can, even the minds of the reaction of the heart, from the gallows to the ordinary of a pinprick, so much concession is given. So, as mother, you see, takes all the trouble, our comfort, sacrifices all comfort for the sake of his child. Similarly, master sacrifices all, everything he does for the good of his child, unless he is brought up. Even when brought up, even when the child grows up, you see, he becomes nothing, he becomes ganda. Even then the mother looks after the child, he must not be feeling hungry somewhere, take the food out of him. You follow? So whosoever comes to the master, he got a great blessing. Even he goes wrong, even then he looks after him. Just like the prodigal son, he rejoices, he never forgets. He might leave the master, but master does not leave the master. He feeds the child, the father, you see, with his own talk, with his own life. So the child remembers him, it is the master who first loves us, remembers us. The children or the father's love is only the first. If we remember him, well, he remembers us. With all his heart and soul, he's always looking after the good of his father. So he's not the body, he's the world personified, world made flesh. He's everywhere. Simply if we invert inside, we look with our own eyes, see what he does. Even then, if he cannot invert, even then he looks after. The worldly people, you see, are with us only so far as their purposes are served. When their purposes are ceased to be served daily. But when sometimes people leave us when we are in distress, ill, sick, our papa become very penniless, you know, but the master does not leave. Even though they were very devoted to the parents, they would look after the looks of his parents, but at the time of death they cannot help you. They all pray, God take his soul, that's all the concern. But the master does not leave. Even at that time comes the vahana with you. So it is just serve, go to the feet of such a master, who is conversant with here and hereafter both, who can help you here as well as in the beyond. This is the outward thing. I was just referring to a man, you see, of a villager here. He was just cultivator, farmer. There were melons, you see, all ripe. And he was to cut those melons and take away. But it was growing dark. He said, all right, I'll see tomorrow. It is our master. I need not worry. That night the thieves came up. 5 or 6. I'll cut this all fruit at one place. But they could not take it away. What happened? 5, 6 forms, came up with sticks in hand, bit them one by one, and they all fled away. When they fled away, they got sick, got fever, very high fever. Next day, the owner of the field came up, he saw melons are lying there, nobody is taking it away. Why? It so happened on 4 or 5 days, those thieves who were laid up with fever very hard, they came up to know why not. They have done same thing wrong. This fever won't leave them, so came up to him. All right, please excuse us. We are the thieves. So he said, no, I am not with you, this is my master is with you. So his son is here. Yesterday came up, I mentioned. So such like things happen. Master looks after the comfort of the others in all ways, outward and inward. Inward also, he guides you there. The follower becomes a true follower when he sees the radiant form of the Master with him. He guides him inside too, in the higher place too. If anything comes up for reckoning, he says, all right, I will sit up. So he is to guide and wind up all his actions. From the day he comes to the feet of the Master. To have a new Master is a great blessing. So he looks after. The people ask, well, have you got a Master? Say no. And who has got a Master? Even the worst of animals, that is better than them. Just like iron, when it is rusty, becomes rusty. Well, ordinary and wood, you see, will be eaten up by ants. But iron, even with that, cannot be eaten away. So such like people who have come to the Master, they won't go to hell. They cannot go to hell. They might come back as a man because the seed is there, it cannot be, flourish, except in the body of man, so that he has not to come down than that. But if he does it in life, why should he return at all? So to have a living Master is a great blessing. His life is great here and hereafter, both. Any karma of the past, reaction, he winds up. And for that purpose, you go to the Master. The Master said, very frank, you see. He said, what is the use of going to a Master if man has to suffer all the reactions of his past? What is good of it? A man goes to the feet of a lion. If the jackal come and howl at him, would he be all right? So, something is going on like that, you see. Master looks after the follower both here and hereafter. He does not leave him unless he takes his soul to the feet of the Satpurusha. This is it. The follower may leave, but he won't leave. I've got sometimes some letters even to my master. He said, now we want to leave you. He said, all right, you may leave your weakness and leave you. I also wrote 1 or 2 men like that. My protection will continue. You may leave. So you see how great blessing it is to have to come to the feet of the living Master. The God and Him, of course. How fortunate you are. If you do your meditation, develop your love for Him, which is already with you, of course, with His grace. It is first He who loves us, our love is reciprocal. Then you are not to return to the world. Why? What for? If you now dwell, go into the Vijayan, you are born anew, then thereafter He looks after you, unless He takes you to the feet of the Satpurusha. So this is what I tell you today. these things are given in the book. Mahārāja Rūpa says that such a master who knows here and hereafter books, who can extend you help and protection here in the physical world even when you go beyond. All the world will leave you, but he won't leave you. This is a great lesson to the great master. What beholds us now, just keep his commandments. If you love him, when he loves you, your love is reciprocal, then he will love you more if you keep up his commandments. He wants you to be your honor, good for all the people, no evil for anybody else. You see, quite sincere and just wind up your affair by undergoing the prarabdha karma. You see, he won't touch that, otherwise the man will die all at once at the time of the shaking. The future deeds is just like lawless, draw the line within which he should work. And he makes him conscious co-worker of the divine plan. When he sees that he is the doer, then who will bear the fruit of any reaction of the past? He becomes the conscious co-worker of the divine plan. So you will find to have a living master is a great blessing, both here and hereafter. Our is only to just abide by what he says. The rest depends on it. When you sit in a boat, well, sit in the boat, don't plunge outside. See, you take it to the other side of the river. Even if you fall down, even then every effort is made not to drown you, you see, take you out of the water. So such like the feet of the master, those who abide by what he says. Even those who do not abide, even then he does not leave them. Great strength it is. Somebody does all I let him go. But he says, once I have shown the feet of now, then what he can. That much also. So this was the subject today. Every day you get something new. But it is no news, God is here, but we have to just thank God for the blessing we are having. Tum thoda bhar kar bhi tumhe lene ko aa jayega, are kaise bhool sakte ho? How can you forget? He will come again to receive you at the time of your death. How can you forget? Everybody will leave you and over. He will come out at the last moment. Come on, please, I am with you. Even now, if you leave the body, he is with you. So this is great blessing we have got.